Are you searching for a deeper understanding of yourself and your place in the world? Do you yearn for more balance, more peace, and purpose in your life? Well, look no further than the Intuitive Revolution Podcast, your trusted source for holistic insights and intuitive guidance. I'm your host, Alicia Ferricelli, and I am ready to take you on a journey to inner peace and balanced well-being. Welcome back to the Intuitive Revolution Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Ferricelli. Today, I have a treat for you straight from my previous coaching membership, Limitless Soul Collective. We are going to be talking about the role of intention setting, becoming authentic in all that you do, and building strong relationships through healthy boundaries. So sit back, grab your cup of coffee or tea, and enjoy these three mini coaching sessions. And as always, please don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast. The role of intention setting. Explore how setting intentions can help individuals clarify their values, identify their strengths and weaknesses, and achieve personal growth. Personal growth is a continuous process that involves self-reflection, learning, and development. To achieve personal growth, we must take a close look at ourselves, determine what we want to achieve, and how we can get there. Setting intentions is a powerful tool that we can use to guide us along this journey. First, let's discuss the importance of clarity. When we set intentions, we create a clear vision of what we want to achieve. This clarity helps us focus our energy and attention on our goals, increasing our chance of success. For instance, if the intention is to improve our physical health, we may have goals like exercising for 30 minutes daily or consuming more whole foods. This clarity enables us to stay focused and motivated, aiding us in overcoming obstacles and setbacks. Next, let's consider how setting intentions can help us identify our strengths and weaknesses. Intention setting requires us to evaluate ourselves and determine what we're capable of and what areas we need to work on. This self-reflection can be a potent tool for personal growth, helping us identify areas for improvement and develop new skills. For example, if our intention is to become a better listener, we may realize the need to practice being more present and attentive in conversations and let go of distractions or judgments. By focusing on these areas, we can become more skilled and confident in our abilities, which enhances our relationships with others. Finally, let's discuss the process of achieving personal growth through intention setting. When we set intentions, we create a roadmap for our personal development journey. We can break down our goals into smaller, manageable steps and take concrete actions to move us closer to our vision. This process requires patience, commitment, and openness to learning from experiences. Though we may encounter setbacks or challenges, staying focused on our intentions enable us to keep moving forward and growing as individuals. So whether you're seeking to enhance your daily routine or embark on a transformative journey, setting intentions can serve as a catalyst for personal growth. With the power to clarify values, identify strengths and weaknesses, and chart a course for development, intentional living can elevate you to the highest level of yourself and propel you towards a fulfilling and purposeful life. So why settle for mediocrity when you can cultivate excellence through intention setting? Set your intentions, take action, and then watch yourself grow into the best version of yourself.
Becoming authentic in all that you do.
As human beings, we all have unique qualities that define who we are. However, societal pressures and expectations can make us feel like we need to conform to certain standards, leading us to lose touch with our true selves. Studies have shown that being authentic and true to oneself can have a positive impact on mental health. Individuals who express their true selves experience greater well-being and have a more positive outlook on life. When we suppress our true selves, it can lead to feelings of insecurity, low self-esteem, and even depression. Being inauthentic can also cause us to experience a sense of disconnection from our own values and beliefs, leading us to confusion. Being authentic doesn't mean being perfect or even having everything figured out. It's all about accepting our strengths and weaknesses and being true to our unique journey. When we allow ourselves to be authentic, we create a space for us to be vulnerable and connected with others. So here are some tips on how to be more authentic. First, reflect on who you truly are. Take some time to think about your values, beliefs, and passions. Knowing who you are makes it easier to make choices that align with your authentic self. Next, practice self-acceptance. Accepting ourselves for who we are is crucial in being authentic. Acknowledge your strengths and weaknesses and understand that it's okay to make mistakes. And third, surround yourself with supportive people. Being around people who accept and support you for who you are helps us to be ourselves and feel like we don't need to conform. And last, be open to being vulnerable. Being authentic requires vulnerability and can be scary to show ourselves. And last, be open to being vulnerable. Being authentic requires being yourself and it can be scary to show who you are. But being vulnerable can lead to a deeper connection with others and more fulfilling relationships. Being authentically you can have a positive impact on your mental health. It also allows you to cultivate self-awareness and inner peace, leading to a more fulfilling relationship with others. So embrace your true self by reflecting on your values, practicing self-acceptance, surrounding yourself with supportive people, and being open to being vulnerable. Always remember that you are unique, and that is something to be celebrated.
Building stronger relationships through healthy boundaries. So relationships can be both uplifting and challenging, evoking our deepest fears and wounds. However, healthy boundaries can aid us in navigating the complexities of relationships and building connections based on trust, respect, and empathy. So, how does spirituality tie in with boundaries? Spiritual practices actually allow us to connect with our higher selves, our inner wisdom, and the divine. Through spiritual practices, we can access a profound sense of clarity, compassion, and intuition that can assist us in our relationships. So here's some tips in using spiritual practices to establish healthy boundaries. First, practice mindfulness. By being present and aware of our thoughts, feelings, and sensations, we can tune into our inner wisdom and make decisions that align with our values and priorities. Next, set intentions. Before entering into any relationship, it's essential to clear intentions. Consider what you want to bring to the relationship, your boundaries, and what you're willing to compromise on. Next, listen to your intuition. Our intuition is intercompass. It helps us recognize our boundaries have been crossed, when we're giving too much or not enough, and when we need to set limits. And last, connect with the divine. Connecting with the divine through prayer, meditation, or ritual can provide us a deeper sense of purpose, love, and compassion, which can guide us in our relationships. So remember, establishing healthy boundaries is an ongoing process that requires practice, self-awareness, and self-compassion. However, with the power of spirituality, we can develop relationships rooted in love, trust, and respect. I hope these tips have been useful in establishing our healthy boundaries and relationships. Remember to listen to your inner wisdom, set clear intentions, connect with the divine, stay inspired, and connected.
Thank you so much for joining me today. If you or anyone you know is looking for any type of additional support or life coaching, I'm always happy to help. Please reach out to me or visit my website at www.aliciafaricelli.com.